This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by the Honorable Dr. Jim Baird. He's representing the 4th Congressional District of Indiana, a member of the House Ag Committee, actually a chairman of a subcommittee for conservation. I believe research is in there. And is biotech part of that?
You've got it.
So we met a few years ago when you first came to Washington, D.C. as a member of the House Ag Committee. Think back to those days and where you are today. Are you still optimistic as you were then?
I think problems. Here's my reason why. My background with agriculture and with farm people and ranchers, I mean, they're the salt of the earth, in my opinion, and they really are the foundation and the background kind of people that really, they're patriots, and so they've done a great deal to help this country move forward. And by having grown up in that atmosphere and hard work and recognizing what they do, it's a pleasure to be here to represent them and give them a voice in legislation.
Speaking of legislation, in the process of writing a farm bill, the 2023 reauthorization of the farm bill, what's on your radar?
Well, G.T. Thompson is the chair of the committee, and he's been going all around the country having listening sessions, and I've attended some of those, and it's really interesting the things you learn about the different parts of our country, even though a lot of the problems you face, either water or temperature or time, are similar across different parts of the country. But then there are peculiarities that are also regional, in my opinion. And it's good to find those out. And it's good that we have the frontline information so we can make sure that the decisions we make about this 23 Farm Bill. And then there's, you know, the 2018 Farm Bill passed just before I got here, and it really did a lot of good things from the standpoint of conservation and all the various 12 titles that are in a Farm Bill. So now I think we just need to make sure we can tweak it appropriately to make sure all the industries are represented within agriculture and in the food supply chain.
So we just received word from USDA, I think yesterday, that 1 million acres had been accepted in the general sign-up for Conservation Reserve Program, CRP. One of those programs that kind of authorized through a farm bill, that's one program. There's another one, Conservation Stewardship Program, CSP. Could those hold additional benefits for producers down the road?
I think you're correct in the fact that, you know, the CRP, the Conservation Reserve Program, has worked very well to allow some of those acreages that maybe are less productive, gives an option and an alternative for using that land rather than enforcing production. And then when you take the accomplishments we've had in production and seed varieties, in fertility, the productivity off of the remaining acres, we continue to produce more and more crop and more yield every year. So then back to your question about the TSP, I'm not sure every state's involved in that, but it's one that it allows more flexibility and allows you to adapt to your own farm, and it can get involved in all the various aspects from forestry to conservation to water resource management and so on. So probably need a discussion about that and so on, which kind of leads me into one of the bills that Senator Braun in the Senate, and I have the matching bill in the House, the TSP bill, which is technology service providers, and the NRCS has suggested that they may need someplace in the neighborhood of 3,000 to 5,000 more individuals to provide services to farmers about all the aspects in the USDA programs. so that they can customize, so to speak, a program that fits that farm or fits the need they have in a particular area. And I think most people would say that trying to navigate the USDA and the NRCS programs and so on probably does take some additional help or some additional advice, and those technicians are available to do that. You know, if you're involved in production agriculture, you're really interested in getting the crop or the animals or whatever out and make sure that they're producing well. When you take all that time, you really don't have time to study some of the programs that are available that could be beneficial to have a TSP provider, technical service provider, go through that and look at whatever your situation is on your farm or ranch, and then design a program, customize a program that accomplishes that. And so there's more flexibility in the TSP program, but the CRP program has been around and very successful. So
really, part of what we're talking about is just making improvements over time, and those improvements don't just pop out the clear blue sky. It takes research dollars, and are you watching how the research title is addressed as well?
Absolutely. I mean, the investments that we make in research, that's why we've been able to move agriculture from 80 or 100 bushel the acre to 300 bushel the acre in corn. It's really helped us produce more soybeans per acre, and it's quality soybeans. So the investment in research is extremely important, and my background even emphasizes that, my research background. And so some of the members and witnesses that we have testifying tomorrow at our subcommittee meeting have that kind of background, and they're going to focus on research as well. But I don't think you can do and make the kind of progress that we've made in agriculture in the last 30 or 40 years without research. It's the basis for making improvement. And you got sound information and sound data to make the changes that you make. You know, with the amount of money that we're putting into an acre of crops, you could have as much as $1,100 involved in a corn acre. Similar kind of dollars for soybeans. Then you add all the machinery and the equipment and the purchase of the land, and land prices have escalated in the last few years. So when you add all of that together, you've got a lot of dollars at risk through the resources that you in the crop. So I think it's really beneficial to have research, and I want to give which. Extremely important to have the research so that the decisions you make are sound ones so that you can make that kind of progress. So research is critical, and I want to give credit to not only the land-grant universities and their research program, but other universities and also agri-industry and the suppliers. I mean, the research they do and the technology they provide is phenomenal for being able to do what we do. And equipment manufacturers, I mean, you know, I had one individual that told me that he was planting corn at 10 mile an hour, and I said, you need to slow that down. But anyway, the point is, we have the machinery today that can help us accomplish that, and that's because of research. I mean, everyone playing in the field, I mean, I'm talking about agribusiness, the universities, the farmer themselves, are really interested in good information, and research is where you get it.
And that's part of one of the titles of the 2023 Farm Bill, which means we'll need to have this conversation again, because hopefully you'll be passing a bill before the end of this year. Will you come back and see us?
I will, absolutely. I always enjoy being with you.
It's the Honorable Dr. Jim Baird, who represents the 4th Congressional District of Indiana, member of the House Ag Committee, on today's Agribusiness Report.